KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the IA Wrestle Dual Team Rankings came out just the other day, the first dual rankings of the year from that organization. Class 3A Southeast Polk is rated number one with Waverly, Shell Rock, Bettendorf, Fort Dodge, and Ankeny Centennial, the top five. Johnston, Waukee, North Scott, Linmar, and West Des Moines Valley round out the top 10 teams listed. In the Class 2A poll, West Delaware is number one with Williamsburg number two, Osage is three, Winterset and Independence are four and five. The rest of the top 10 includes Davenport Assumption, Cresco, Charles City, Union, and Emmitsburg. Atlantic Cam checks in at number 11 in the opening poll of the year. In Class 1A, Lisbon is top rated with Don Bosco number 2, Logan Magnolia in at number 3. West Sioux and Clarion Goldfield Dows round out the top 5. Lake Mills is 6, Underwood is ranked 7th with New London, Denver, and Woodbury Central rounding out the top 10. Three other teams in the poll from the area. AHSTW is at number 11 this week, with Missouri Valley ranked 15th and Riverside ranked 16th in the early season poll. On college basketball, unranked Houston has come away with the Diamond Head Classic Championship. The Cougars are 10-3 after rallying from a 14-point first-half deficit to beat number 21 Washington 75-71 yesterday. Fabian White Jr. shot 7 of 13 from the field and hit all 5 of his free throws to finish with a career-high 19 points and earn the tournament's most outstanding player honors. Caleb Mills also had 19 points and hit 3 of Houston's 8 three-pointers. In the NBA on Sunday, Joel Embiid got the better of Giannis Antetokounmpo in a matchup pitting two of the NBA's best big men. Embiid poured in 31 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as the Philadelphia 76ers cruised to a 121-109 win over the league-leading Milwaukee Bucks. In an all-Los Angeles battle, the Lakers suffered their fourth straight loss since climbing to the top of the NBA's overall standings at 27-3. Kawhi Leonard scored 11 of his 35 points in the fourth quarter and had 12 rebounds in the Clippers' second win in two meetings with the Lakers this season, 111-106. In Toronto, the Boston Celtics have ended the Raptors' string of 34 straight home wins against Atlantic Division teams, a league record for a single division. Jaylen Brown delivered 30 points and Kemba Walker added 22 as the Celtics dumped the Raptors 118-102. The struggling Golden State Warriors looked like contenders by pulling away in the second half in a 116-104 stunner against the Houston Rockets. And the Denver Nuggets hosted a Christmas Day game for the first time in a quarter century as they saw their seven-game winning streak come to an end 112-100 against the New Orleans Pelicans. Law enforcement officials have arrested a man charged with two counts of criminal homicide and one count of attempted criminal homicide, concluding a days-long search that kicked off following a fatal stabbing outside of a bar in Tennessee. One of the victims who died was 22-year-old Clay Beathard, the brother of San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback C.J. Beathard, a former Hawkeye QB. Nashville Metro Police announced on Wednesday that 23-year-old Michael Mosley was captured in Cheatham County. Mosley is accused in the Saturday attack at a Midtown Nashville bar that Clay Beathard and another man. One other person since identified as a 21-year-old University of Tennessee student suffered wounds to his arm and his eye. The reward for information surrounding Mosley during the search had increased to $42,500 as of yesterday. That attack started as an argument over an unwanted advancement made by a man toward a woman at the bar. That's according to a statement by Nashville police. The woman was a friend of the victim's, according to police. Mosley previously was convicted of robbery, felony aggravated assault, and misdemeanor assault. In the aggravated assault case, he was found to have stabbed a man and cut a woman in 2015. In the misdemeanor assault case, he was found to have squirted urine out of a shampoo bottle onto a jail employee on Christmas Day of that year. In baseball news, the Chicago White Sox have continued their somewhat pricey makeover. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that veteran slugger Edwin Encarnacion has accepted a one-year, $12 million contract with the White Sox. Encarnacion is due $11 million in salary next season and a $1 million signing bonus, with the White Sox holding an option for the 2021 season. Encarnacion hit 34 homers in 109 games for Seattle and the Yankees last season. Encarnacion joins former AL Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel and catcher Yasmani Grandal as big-money additions for the White Sox during the offseason. Another sports marriage could be forthcoming. Former world champion skier Lindsey Vonn has asked New Jersey Devils defenseman P.K. Subban to marry her on their two-year dating anniversary. Vonn linked a picture of herself and Subban with his ring, with the couple wearing matching striped pajamas in front of a Christmas tree with three dogs in the foreground. ESPN college football reporter Edward Ashoff has died on his 34th birthday. The network announced that Ashoff died on Tuesday following a brief illness. Ashoff recently posted on Instagram that he had contracted pneumonia. Ashoff joined ESPN in 2011 and spent the past three seasons reporting from college campuses across the U.S. for ESPN.com, SportsCenter, SEC Network, and ESPN Radio. And Tiger Woods' victory at the Masters might not have been the most important sports story of 2019, but it was certainly one of the most uplifting. Voters chose Woods' dramatic comeback at Augusta National as the Associated Press Sports Story of the Year. Coming in second was the U.S. women's soccer team's victory at the World Cup. The month-long competition combined a victory with outspoken push for their team to earn as much as the less successful American men's team. It was a year filled with outside-the-lines tensions in sports, but Woods winning the Masters after years of injury and personal problems was a crowd-pleaser, and that took this year's top honor in that poll. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.